Shirley, for asking me to talk this morning. You gave me a nudge to think about, to think more deeply about my prayer life, how important it's been in my life, and how much deeper it could be. St. Luke's has been a haven for John and for me since we arrived in Wavestown in 1967. We love being part of it. The people we've met and the activities we've shared together over the years. We especially enjoy the feeling that we're working for God together. When I was growing up, I used to say a nighttime prayer. It was sort of brief, and I thought it covered everything. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the love and goodness you have given us today. Bless all those who are in trouble or in need. Forgive all the wrong things I've thought and said and done. And may thy holy angels guard and protect us this night and always. And I love that bit. It was so comforting. Church was part of our lives. My mum was a widow for 8 of our growing up years, and God was her help and strength. In 1953, she married a farmer, Ted, who had missed out on marrying her when she married my dad in the 1930s. He was very slow off the mark. I realise now that her prayers over the years to me and my 3 brothers have been of great value to us all. At the end of the 50s, when I was at boarding school, Billy Graham came to New Zealand. And for people who were hardly born then, he was an evangelical preacher who really shook up the established church in New Zealand in a good way. His ministry, rekindled the flame of faith in the heart of tired Christians. And there were more people ordained as priests, and churches were full. And after that, as a student nurse on shift work 6 days a week and with a full social life, church for me took a back seat, especially as the year after I graduated, I set off on my own on a boat to USA and Europe and ultimately home through the Middle East 2 years later. This was the time when I think my mother's prayers were especially valuable to me. I believe her intercession kept me safe in several risky situations. I had a strong feeling that I wanted to come home and to settle near my roots. And I don't know if Mum was still praying for me, but soon after I started work at Calvary Hospital in Wellington, I bumped into John on the stairs at Kirk's department store. 6 weeks after that, we were engaged, and we married the same year. We settled in a rundown house in Fitzroy Street and worked hard to restore the house and garden, enjoying being together. And we found that our Christian faith was very important to both of us. In that time, we drifted off church a bit. And we didn't really know each other had a faith. It's amazing, really. We were so pleased that St. Luke's was just up the road to worship him. Now, the next wave that came was the 60s, was the charismatic movement, a world movement of the Holy Spirit which swept through all the denominations. This came at just the right time for me, and happily for John too, because with a loving husband, three children, a safe and happy home, and a garden, the world was my oyster. But even so, I had a feeling there was something missing. I wanted something more, and there was a gap in my heart. Luckily, I joined a prayer group with the Presbyterians, who were a bit more sort of advanced in the charismatic way. And it opened up a whole new world of prayer and praise to God, to the God that I had always known and loved. I read some wonderful spirit-building, filling books, one by Catherine Marshall, the wife of Billy Graham, who called Something More, and it's gone out of print, unfortunately. The other author I delighted in was C.S. Lewis, including Mere Christianity and another book, The Great Divorce, which is both still in print, which included his rather quirky explanation of what Helen and Hell are like. We also went to summer schools at Massey University and were thrilled with the teaching we received. Over a year or two, I changed. After a while, I felt full of joy and a feeling of fullness in my heart that's actually never gone away. And that was ages ago. And it's there, even when everything's gone pear-shaped, it's still there. It's just a lovely full feeling. Occasionally I get surges of extra joy, and I praise God who made this wonderful world that we live in. St. Luke's has been our spiritual home, and we're grateful to have enjoyed the company of fellow believers and to have had lots of adventures in faith together. In our Bible study group that Liz runs at the moment, we're listening to Nikki Gumbel, the founder of Alpha, and discussing and praying about what he has to say. Alpha is another worldwide movement in faith, so that's three in my life, which started at Holy Trinity Brompton Church in 1993. Since then, over 28 million people have attended Alpha courses in the world. It's pretty amazing. The other statistic that was quite amazing was that there are over 8 billion people in the world, and of those, 2.5 billion are Christians, over a quarter. Yeah. There's still work to do, though. Just finish with a prayer. Thank you, God, for making your Son human, to show us how to live, and then for sending the Holy Spirit to warm our hearts with your love. Amen.
Amen.